B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, all.
What day is it?
Pump day.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
It's Wednesday. Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
That sounds boring. You'll be great at it.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
These guys are hilarious.
I'm a pretty good guy, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised how much fun we can have together.
Sounds like a fun crew.
Let Wednesday begin.
Hit it!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's 5:37. Good. Well, I was going to say rise and shine, but you can't say that. You might not be able to say rise and shine.
Without what?
Paying Kylie Jenner. She's trying to trademark the phrase rise and shine. But she spells it with two I's.
Oh, come on.
R-I-I-S-E. And shine, again, two eyes.
Two eyes, because she's such a narcissist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those Kardashians.
Yeah, so
that makes more sense. Because you have to open both eyes.
Oh, eyes.
Oh, that is good.
Boy, she's really smart.
God, she really is. Mensa is knocking on her door.
She's the billionaire in the room, just for the record.
Yeah, but you know what? She's born on third base, so I don't really care about
she was
that.
She was born between third and home.
Exactly. Fact that she's a bazillionaire is not impressive to me.
No, it wasn't exactly like they had to play pickle to get her home. Right? I mean, she was right there.
Right. I'm like, what? Yeah. Okay, right. Now I get it. Baseball references.
Yeah.
Hard for me.
I know, because once you hear pickle, you think sandwich.
Exactly.
I'm
gone. Like, I'm starving.
It was dangerous. Side note, do you put pickles on your tuna?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so do I.
Easily distracted, which is so amazing.
No, because
all you have to do is say sandwich.
Well, for dinner, I had a tuna sub last night, and I wanted pickles.
Yeah.
On my side. So that's what some people don't like that.
Some people are monsters.
Can I make another side note?
Please, they're so fun.
You want potato salad with that?
I'll put the chips
right
on.
We've
talked about that. So I was at a major store yesterday at a shopping mall that starts with the letter M.
Okay.
I'm not going to give it away.
Yeah.
Now, Brian, you can help me with this too, and you can help me, LBF. Men's shirts, there's a wedding I'm going to Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Men's shirts now are either slim, right?
Yep.
Super slim.
Yep.
Athletic.
Yep.
And then there's regular. Boy, they make you feel good, don't they?
Yeah.
What are you buying Dave these days? Slim fit?
He used
super
to be slim. Athletic, mate? I don't know. He was a slim fit at one point.
Wow.
It was horrifying because I was not. I am
you,
not.
Brian?
I just bought this shirt last week.
Is that a slim fit?
It's a slim fit.
Damn.
No tuck.
Slim fit, no tuck. Listen, you know what? I'm just happy that you guys are finally experiencing what women have experienced their whole lives, which is you go to a store and you think you can buy a size, and then you find out, no, you can't, and you're shamed.
Yeah, I was shamed.
Yeah, sorry.
Super slim.
You want to sit and talk about it later?
Athletic.
We can talk about it.
Were you ever thinking super slim was the one you were going to pick?
I was never.
I'm just, you know.
It just occurred to me that for some people that's an option.
Listen, the pants that they're called super skinny, matchstick, things like that.
Yeah.
No one's like Chubbs and doesn't care. No, no jeans that are called that.
Well, I was going to say, when I was growing
up. Give me the
up,
ring ding size.
No, but you know what? You know what they don't have anymore?
What?
When I was a kid, it was Husky.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is kind of like
bring
seems like you're
Husky.
Strong.
You know what?
Stocky.
Yeah, stocky. Do you have
solid.
Solid. This is super slim.
Hard to kidnap.
Yeah. Sturdy cut.
Yes. In a white.
Hard to kidnap and blue.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
This store is known for its little blue jewelry boxes.
Do they have?
How about 25?
Wow. Do they serve breakfast?
Yes, in New York City.
All right. Hint, hint. Brian, what do you have?
Basketball is back in Boston. Very excited.
It is back. Mike, tonight.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear about that. Your prognosis. And it's National Pedal It Forward Day.
Okay.
You think I'm talking about a bicycle.
I do.
It's not anything to do with a bicycle.
Bob, you scared LBF as soon as you implied exercise might be
exactly.
involved.
Exactly. Don't worry. Shut down.
No, it's not that kind of pedal. You're
okay,
going to like it.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, you guys.
Yeah.
It's Christmas is coming, and I know you're always thinking about what you can get. Well, Tiffany has come up with the best present ever. It's a Tiffany & Company Advent calendar, and it is amazing. Mm-hmm. So it costs $112,000. Whatever.
Just skim over that.
But it's a 355-pound delivery, and it's a 4-foot display. Oh. And every day behind 24 drawers, it actually looks like the flagship store, and it's blue and it's beautiful. And gifts inside every day range from like diamond rings and necklaces to like witty everyday objects, including a paper cup, and it's kind of cute, a clothespin and harmonica made of sterling.
Oh, a witty
sterling
paper cup for
Listen,
only $100,000.
It says Tiffany on it. I've seen it. It's cute.
Okay.
Like triple drop earrings. I mean, you've got a T-square bracelet and 18-karat rose gold. So it's amazing. Every day
you open
and you get a...
And it's only how much?
$112,000.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So if you're super rich...
No, just do the layaway plan.
Or layaway.
Just layaway.
Yeah, if you have really good credit.
Yeah.
The only problem is they're only selling 4, so hurry up.
Oh, wow.
There's only 4?
Yeah.
Well,
Dave's aren't going to buy one, so there's only 3.
Dave's just, all right.
Can you imagine if anybody gets that for Christmas? Yeah. Call me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sure thing.
All right. It's so awesome.
All right, Brian, what's cool?
I know LBF's excited about jewelry. I'm excited because basketball is back. We're opening on the road. The Celtics are back tonight, 7:30, down in Philadelphia against the 76ers, who have Al Horford, who played for us for quite a while.
Yeah.
So this should be a big test because they got Joel Embiid, big guys.
How are you feeling about it?
I feel great about this season. The offseason's been great. They've been undefeated, and the team is fun again. So we're looking forward to seeing them in, real action. And the home opener is Friday night. So.
Friday night.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. And finally, it's Pedal It Forward Day. No, it has nothing to do with bikes. It's Pedal Flower Power. Pedal, flower pedal.
Oh.
It's part of the Pedal It Forward campaign. So today, Roach Brothers and their floral team will walk the pedestrian way at Downtown Crossing, Boston, to randomly give, at no charge, 3,000 bouquets to people walking in the area. Now, everybody receives a pair of 2 bouquets. One, they'll be asked to pedal it forward. So somebody you see you want to give some flowers to, you pedal it forward to them.
That's nice.
And you get to keep one for yourself.
It's great if you have a wife and a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Nice.
I'm just saying.
That's exactly what Roach Brothers was looking for.
That's
really a way to go.
When you better get on your bike and pedal it forward. Get out of town. So thank you.
So nice.
Roach Brothers did stop by, and they pedaled it forward here. I pedaled one to my mother-in-law and one to a complete stranger.
Oh, really?
They took it.
Was it awkward?
For a minute, but then it
was nice? Oh, okay.
Then they drove off. I don't blame them. So anyway.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Thank you. What was that handsome guy giving me flowers? Probably what they were saying.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, yeah, it's Halloween season. You guys like haunted houses?
No.
Nope.
Okay. I'm okay with them. I don't crave them, but I'll go. I used to go with the girls when they wanted to go to Six Flags and tag along. I always be up front. That was Dad's rule.
Yeah.
Right? You had to be the front.
I guess.
And they would all hover behind me and push me forward. Yeah. That's the way we would do it. But here's one I would never do. It's called McCamey Manor, and it is in Summertown, Tennessee.
McCamey Manor is actually a survival horror boot camp experience.
Get him up.
Have I told you numerous times that you don't want to take this tour?
I'm done with the laughing.
Right?
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Sansa, why are you crying? Why are you crying?
It's all over for you, okay?
Yeah, that's for real. That is it. So check this out. Nobody has ever made it through this haunted house. And it's the world's scariest haunted house. If you make it through, you will get a $20,000 prize. But no one has ever made it.
Oh, God.
Why is
it
scary? Nobody. They use hypnotism to play mind games.
Okay, that's messed up.
It is messed up. So psychologically, they torture you. It messes with you so much, they all wind up using the phrase to get out called, you really don't want to do this.
Oh, my God.
Is that the safe word?
That's the safe word.
You really don't. That's a lot of
you
words.
Really don't
How about just
this?
Like banana?
Nope. Banana. It's not going to work for you. But that is banana.
Yeah.
My safe word's meatballs up.
All right. If you're interested in trying, you need to sign a 40-page waiver, complete a physical pass, a test, pass a drug test, prove you have medical insurance, pass a background check. You also have to watch a 2-hour video montage of people quitting.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That seems illegal. I would call the cops.
No, but you sign it.
People have called the cops on this guy.
They have?
Yeah.
They should. If you psychologically torture somebody.
No, so he said,
they sign up for it.
So, they sign up for it, sign the waiver, and he videotapes every person's experience.
I see.
So, like, for instance, you said you
like,
would
good
be able
luck
to scare
me because my greatest fear is sharks. How are you going to do that in a haunted house?
Right in this story, it says how he can hypnotize people, put them in a kiddie pool with just like an inch
you'll
of water.
You'll think you're in with sharks.
And you'll think you're in with sharks.
That makes me want to vomit.
And he videos it so that he can prove to the authorities when they come back, like, nope, here's what happened. It's all good.
Why would this man do this? That's so crazy.
That's what we're talking about on the radio. The price of admission is just, get this, a bag of dog food.
You
got to buy some dog food. Freaky, right?
Yes.
That is bananas. That's bananas. So there you go.
Feel free to borrow my safe word, Bob.
Might come up with a different one. Okay.
Wow.
Rutabaga.
Really? Okay.
So what a freak show. Imagine doing that. No, it is nuts. But if you know somebody who thinks they can conquer their own fears, that's the McCammy Manor.
Overrated.
You think so?
Conquering fears? Absolutely.
Oh, that is. Yeah. All righty then. Yeah, good luck with that. Let us know, Brian. There's nobody in this room that would do it. Nobody. Yeah.
All right, coming up next in Dirty Laundry, Martha Stewart throws some shade at Felicity Huffman. It's on. Orange is the New Black.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow. Martha's the new orange.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
They do. Brought to you by Subway. Here's LBF.
This is like CSI Dirty Laundry because there's a lot of crime and death.
Like it.
And prison.
Yes.
All right, so Felicity Huffman is in the middle of serving her 15-day sentence for bribing people to have her kid get into college. And Martha Stewart, our resident jailbird, or like, what do you call it, ex-con.
Well, she's an ex-con. Yeah.
She's an ex-con.
She's a veteran.
Right?
Yeah.
She threw a little shade at Felicity Huffman. She was at this Vanity Fair thing, and someone asked her about Felicity Huffman and what she thought of the whole situation. Mm-hmm. Here's what she had to say.
In prison, do you think she's learned anything?
Well, she should style her outfit a little bit more.
Whoa.
What?
She looked pretty schlumpy.
Oh, jeez.
Man.
Do you see a...
She made a horrible mistake. Horrible.
Yeah.
And she is experiencing what happens. And
that's it. So that's all she had to say. I mean, she's not like...
She looks schlumpy?
She looks schlumpy. Martha Stewart seems... I think she might be high. She's hanging out with Snoop Dogg so much. Because
what
with
do you
her
call
affect...
That contact high?
Her affect there was like so kind of like just like, she looks a little slumpy. She's not really turning her head.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if that's really the takeaway of Felicity Huffman.
What's Felicity wearing that she looks so
she's
schlumpy?
She's wearing a sort of a...
That tan?
Greenish. No. Greenish.
Okay. Jumpsuit?
Jumpsuit.
Oh,
with an elastic waist. She actually pulls it off quite well, in my estimation. Cinched. It is cinched.
Okay.
Like mine
she's
would
trying.
Be not cinched.
No,
I wouldn't have that nice. She has a nice little hourglass figure in it, and she's wearing a baseball hat and her glasses. Yeah. She looks miserable. She's in prison.
That's what we want.
Oh, you know. I mean, yes, she did a bad thing, and obviously, but
I feel bad.
I feel bad for everybody in prison.
She could binge watch something,
right?
And
exactly.
Be done. Fine.
Well, Lori Loughlin is. Facing new bribery charges. That girl is going to jail. She is going to jail.
Yeah.
Apparently her marriage is on the rocks big time.
Really? Why?
Because
she's going, he's not?
Well, no, he is. He's,
oh, Massimo's going?
He has charges against him, too. I wonder how Felicity Huffman's marriage to William H. Macy will go, because Felicity did all the, like, the emails
like
and things like that.
He was
and William
smart
H.
One.
Macy was like, don't put my name on it.
Nope, he didn't.
So, pretty interesting.
He better not be at the beach. He better be doing some work around the house, don't you think? Some chores?
Yeah, I think so. I would imagine so.
I went to prison for 2 weeks, and you couldn't even vacuum.
Yeah, exactly. All right, speaking of prison, or at least getting in trouble, exactly. This is kind of sobering.
Yeah.
Former child star Henry Thomas, you know, Elliot from E.T., yeah. He was arrested on a DUI charge in Oregon. He's 48 years old.
That's crazy.
Anyway, the car wasn't moving. I think he just, I don't know what happened. But anyway, he was arrested and booked. And he recently appeared in The Haunting of Hill House. So he's a working actor, which is good for anybody
did
who
they
is.
Let him phone home when they?
You get one phone.
Oh,
one
I see
call.
What you did there. That's funny.
Alrighty.
All right. And yeah, so that is what is going.
That's it.
Basically,
good.
Anyway, I have one there, death. I just want to mention for anybody from okay. one death. Wow. Let me just get that one death in.
I know.
But this is a real throwback, okay?
Okay, yep.
All right, Days of Our Lives star John Clark, he was 88, he died. He played Mickey.
Oh, Mickey.
And Mickey was married to Maggie.
Mickey and Maggie.
And I think Maggie had an affair on Days of Our Lives, but I'm really
didn't
stretching.
They all?
Yeah. Narrows it down.
Anyway, just anybody who's probably a grandma at this point, remember him.
Well, I remember my grandmother used to watch that show.
Yeah.
If I remember.
Her story?
The story. That was her story. That's used to call it. Now, was that Sands Through the Hourglass?
So are the Days of Our Lives.
That,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
My my mom's favorite. I like General Hospital in Santa Barbara.
See, no, you were either
younger.
You picked your network.
I was younger.
Yeah, I was Ryan's Hope and All My Children.
Right, oh, see, you were, that's ABC, right?
Ryan's Hope.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, God. No one life to live for you, huh?
No.
These are the Days of Our Lives.
God, I miss soap operas.
That was fun. They still have soap operas, don't they?
Is I think there's one left. Like, last one standing.
That's great. You know, all married each other twice.
Yep,
divorced,
they did.
A couple of deaths.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. It's One Word Wednesday. All right, so here's the phrase today, LBF.
At work, I'm known as the office blank.
All right, Dave, what are you known as? Dave.
Comedian.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Every office needs one. We need one.
You need one?
Yeah.
You guys do a great job.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate that. Okay. Have fun at work, man.
All right. Take care.
Donna, complete the phrase.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm known as the office mom.
The office mom.
Oh.
Every office needs one.
I'm the office mom.
What do you do to be the office mom?
I'm one of the oldest ones in there. They're all my children's age that I work with.
Do you lick your hand and wipe their face when they have something on their
cheek? I discipline them.
I like it. Let me guess, Donna. You're probably the one who has to put the memos out to clean the fridge on third Fridays of the month, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, that's the office mom right there. Thanks, Donna. We need one here.
Bye-bye.
I think. You've seen the refrigerator?
Yeah, you've seen it. You need one.
All right. So that's it.
Yeah, right. So that's, you know.
One word. Mm-hmm. What is yours?
Mine used to be when I worked at the Herald and I was young.
Yeah.
My metabolism was fast.
Yeah.
I was the, what's the bird? What's
seagull.
The bird? Seagull. Thank you.
You
forgot.
Told us.
I know. I forgot.
You're the office seagull.
I would swoop in and I would steal people's food walking by.
And they liked you for that?
Yeah, they did. I was cuter then.
A lot of french fries, doesn't it?
It eventually caught up to me.
All right. We're having a little bit of fun today. Finish this phrase with one word. At work, I'm known as the office blank. Sharon, what is the word?
Peacemaker.
Oh.
Okay, that is one word.
Yeah, well, we can make it one word.
No, it's not. It's one word. That's a good one. Why are you a peacemaker? Do you work in a jail?
No, I work with a lot of women, and there's a lot of drama.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You know, and I try to tell them, you know, chill. Let's just work nice and be peaceful.
Okay, that's great. Well, good. Thanks for you.
Thank you.
We don't have one here, so I'm just saying.
I'll be over.
Yeah, come on.
Anytime.
Come on
please.
Over, Sharon. We use one. Okay, ROR, good morning. Christine, right?
Well, it's kind of two words. Mm-hmm. Buddy the Elf.
Buddy's
actually three words.
Yeah, three words. Yeah, I guess you're right. Three. It's early.
So you don't work at Harvard.
No, I don't. We'll go work in a school, though, so that's ironic.
We'll go with Elf. Now, why is that?
Well, I'm the planner. I plan every occasion. I decorate the lobby. I'm 5 feet nothing. So there you go.
Oh, that's cute.
What's your favorite color?
Pink. And it is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Oh, my gosh.
Every office needs the office elf. ROR, what's the one word to complete the phrase?
Comic.
Comic?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You never know what's going to come out of my mouth.
Oh, I like that. Oh. Where do you work?
At a high school. I'm not going to tell you where.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you got to have a good sense of humor in high school, don't you?
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. You know, we haven't had the office jerk yet. Waiting for that guy.
Hi. Really? Oh, my God.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Brian, you taking that?
Yeah, I'll take that one.
The office jerk. Okay. All right, we're still taking calls, though.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It's Wednesday.
What day is it?
It's one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Mean.
Let me finish.
It's one word. Wednesday.
I've got one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian.
Let's go with Kelly. Finish this phrase. The phrase is, at work, I'm known as the office blank.
Hi. It's good morning. It would depend on who you're asking. If you're asking the females, I'm the office wench.
Oh,
if you're
wench.
Asking the guys, I would be the office date, because I don't think I've ever paid for lunch.
Wow.
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 Wow. That's interesting. What do you do?
I work in an office.
Okay. And go out to lunch a lot, apparently.
I do. I like every day.
Wow.
How long have you worked there?
About 6 years.
6 years? Well, that's a long time to be taken out to lunch all the
well,
time.
Well, but they call the office wench.
The girls call her the office wench. The guys call her the office
date. They're jealous because they have to pay for their own lunch.
Oh, God, you sound like...
Hold on to that thought, Elsie.
Yeah, it could be the office lawsuit.
Yeah, exactly.
Kelly, I like your style, Kelly. I really do. She owns it.
Yeah. Where are you going to lunch today?
Who's buying, Kelly?
It's undetermined. It depends on who I'm going with.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Kelly.
That's... How big is your office?
I don't know. I'd say there's probably about 30 of us in our office, and we're owned corporately. But even when I travel, I never have to pay for my lunch either.
Jeez,
so.
Man.
I'm going to rethink all my decisions. Okay.
Kelly hasn't paid for lunch in 6 years. Who's winning now?
Well.
Yeah. Do you have any female friends at work, Kelly?
I actually do, yes.
Okay, that's good.
Did they buy you lunch?
Actually, you know, honestly, yeah. I have had my friends buy when we don't. But I take a lot of them with me, too, when I go. I'm like, hey, you want to come to lunch with us?
Okay, so, there you go.
I'm astonished.
Yeah.
I really am.
I'm not greedy.
No, it doesn't sound it. No, you're just hungry. Yeah. That's all. It's just a hungry woman at work, Kelly. Well, thank you for sharing. Wow.
Bob's never bought me lunch.
Not yet.
Jeez.
Oh, come on, Bob.
No, I mean, she won't go with me.
Yeah, I know.
Kelly, how do you get people to go to lunch around here? I've offered her lunch and Brian lunch on so many occasions.
I'm going to rethink it now. Kelly, you have a new. I have a new game plan because of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kelly.
Not a problem. Have a great day.
Yeah, that's our favorite call so far.
She wow.
Okay, so we've had a ton more. We'll have to hang on to those, I think, a little bit later on in the show.
Okay.
We'll a few more.
People
right?
are very, very interesting
like
in
Kelly,
how they perceive themselves at work.
Let's take one more. Okay. ROR, good morning. Who's this? Hello? ROR?
Gene.
What's your one word, Gene?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Gene, what's your one word?
It's doormat.
Oh, no. You got to talk to Kelly.
You got Yeah, Gene, hold on. We'll put you in touch with Kelly. She's got
a whole thing going on that you need.
All right. All that right. was fun today. Yeah, they do. 7:44 and Dirty Laundry brought to you by Not Your Average Joe's. By the way, the WROR street team is going to be at Not Your Average Joe's, and that is going to be in Acton tomorrow night, 5 to 7. We got T-shirts. rock and roll keychains.
Fun.
All kinds of fun stuff. Okay. What's in the dirty laundry? LBF? All right.
We got an ex-con cat fight. I hate using that expression, but I love the alliteration.
Caged heat.
Caged heat. we've got Kate Beckinsale sniffing weird things and a death in the sort of daytime family. But I want to mention that Kate Beckinsale, my goodness, she's an interesting woman. She was on GMA the other day, and she misses her college-age daughter so much.
How much?
That she sniffs her socks in her underwear drawer. Now, it's a joke, but she posted on her Instagram a picture of her with her daughter's sock up against her nose to embarrass her. Obviously, it's not true, but you know, she's talking about how she'll go in her room and smell her things because she misses her so badly.
But they're clean socks if they're in a drawer.
Yes, all clean.
All clean. That's
probably like smells the pillows. 20, something like
she's
that.
20?
She's in college. You missed your kid, right? I don't think it doesn't matter how old you are.
Yeah.
When they first go off to college, I think it's kind of... And Kate Beckinsale is bringing it to a weird new level.
Yes, she did.
Thank
goodness. I kind of like it.
I know, right?
You do? I like it.
By the way, Kate Beckinsale...
Very flexible.
Amazing. And yes, yesterday it went viral. She has some sort of like pre-workout routine where she stretches where it defies all ligaments and tendons. It's
she can take, laying on her back, her right leg was brought all the way to the side of her head.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's cringeworthy, though. It was almost like
when somebody's double-jointed and do that thing with their thumb. You're
she's double-jointed. Yeah. That's not stretch. That's double jointed. She can do incredible things.
Yes, she can.
Yes,
Leave it at that. Okay, so Martha Stewart. Gosh, you know, it's really interesting about Martha.
We went from car.
I know. I'm switching
Martha?
Gears because I feel like if I don't, you guys are going to be
downshifted.
Yeah, exactly.
Martha
Stewart threw a little shade at Felicity Huffman. She was at a conference the other day, and she told her that told the guy who asked her, "What do you think about Felicity being in jail?" She's like, "Well, she looks a little schlumpy. She could do something with her outfit. I mean, she's literally in a green jumpsuit, which I think she looks pretty good in
because it's
a cinched waist, and she can." Pull it off.
She looks like she should be driving a tractor. Like,
she kind of does. Yeah, it's like, a Mr. Green jeans sort of situation.
It's hard to look hot as Mr. Green
jeans. It is. I don't think she could have merchandised that thing up too much.
She could cinch it, though.
In fact, I just was watching a clip. William H. Macy was walking around with Felicity in like some sort of, I don't know, penned area in the pen.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. So she gets to have visitors, actually, not like with... You know, you usually think of visitors.
It's 2 weeks. Coast through that.
It's true.
When I was in the Navy, I was, underway for 2 weeks at a time.
Yeah.
You know, that was hard time.
Okay.
Floating around the Mediterranean like that.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, below deck. All right, and finally, if you were a fan of Days of Our Lives, the man who played Mickey Horton, John Clark, has died. He was 88 years old. He was on Days of Our Lives for 39 years. He was married to the character Maggie Horton, who ended up having an affair with this guy, Don, on the show. Mm-hmm. It was big deal back in the early 80s. But anyway, he died. I was not... My mom was a Days of Our Lives fan. I was a Santa Barbara General Hospital person.
Mm-hmm.
Brian...
Brian's hoping all my children, thanks.
Mm-hmm. My wife was General... Hospital. She was into that, right?
Come on, tell me what you watched. Come on, you can tell us.
No, Days of Our Lives was on when I was a kid.
Yeah.
If we stayed home from school, it was, right?
Days of Our Lives and Banana Splits. That's the best day ever. I was like, I'm sick, and I'm watching Banana Splits and Days of Our Lives.
Banana Splits? Yeah. There's a throwback.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Wow.
Like sands through the hourglass.
Yes. So is this report.
Yes. Done. Got it. Very good.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, and on the phone with us is Nate Webster from Bradford. I mean, is it okay to say your last name, Nate? I'm sorry.
Too late now, Bob.
Oh, wow. No, it's not. No, it's Nate Bradford from Webster. Nate is a repo manager, so he's the guy you don't want to see Nate coming to your house.
No.
I'm sorry to say that, Nate, but it's true, right?
Exactly, yeah.
He's
all
calm.
Right. He's very calm.
You have to be calm to be a repo man.
You can't lose your cool, right, Nate?
No. I mean, I actually don't go out and get the cars myself. So
just
I have
sign.
Guys to do that for me.
Oh, wow. Nice. I like outsourcing.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. All right, Nate. Well, don't outsource this. You are going to have a shot to win $1,000 if you're super smart in 60 seconds. You get all 10 right, give you $1,000. If you're not sure, say pass. LBF will come back to it if we have time. You ready to go, Nate?
Ready to go.
Here we go.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
What kind of animal is a basset hound?
What kind of animal is a what?
A basset hound.
Dog.
Who did the Patriots just sign as a wide receiver?
Sanu.
Benjamin Franklin invented bifocals, true or false?
True.
What was Barney Rubble's wife's name in the Flintstones?
Betty.
Finish this soap opera phrase. Like sands through the hourglass, so are...
Disease of our lives.
Tess Trueheart is the wife of what comic book character?
Pass.
What color is an emerald?
Green.
Who was the first female Secretary of State?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
What's the name of the giant bird in Up?
Pass.
Tess Trueheart is the wife of what comic book character? We ran out of time.
You did pretty good, though, Nate. You had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 right. Got a couple wrong. Your favorite color is not green. Sorry.
It's blue.
Nate.
You got it wrong.
No, we're kidding. Right, what else did we miss?
You had 2 passes and 1 wrong. Tess Trueheart is the wife of what comic book character? That would be Dick Tracy.
Throwback.
And who was the first female Secretary of State? Madeleine Albright. What's the name of the giant bird in Up? Kevin.
Kevin.
I know. But you know what? You really did great. I mean, you know.
Seven. Good, Nate.
You only got one wrong. So it's
look at it that way.
Yeah, look at it that way. Mm-hmm. I like to be positive.
Any jobs in Canton coming up, Emily?
Oh, yeah, right?
Nothing in that area.
That's good to know. All right, thank you. Hey, Nate, nobody walks away empty-handed. No siree. Bob, you know, we have 2 tickets for you to see the B-52's Halloween Bash at the Encore Boston Harbor on Halloween night.
Awesome.
And it's a dinner for two, okay?
That's great.
Sound good? Yeah. So, everybody else, check it out. The Halloween Bash tickets are available right now at just $59.50. You can purchase them at EncoreBostonHarbor.com. Nate, enjoy the B-52's. That's going to be a lot of fun, okay?
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right, you hang on. So if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, just do what our man Nate did. Just go to WROR.com, sign up there.
Yeah, That's easy. Easier than the questions.
Well, but you know what? That Dick Tracy, it was a throwback, but remember, Madonna was in that, wasn't
she?
Yeah,
with Warren Beatty, and they were dating at the time.
Yeah.
And that's when she did Truth or Dare, the documentary.
Was she Tess Trueheart?
No, she wasn't. She was the blonde vixen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Should have known.
Tess Trueheart was so
good. Yeah. That's fine. It doesn't matter.
Google. Bye.
You can Google it.
See you later. Okay.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It's Wednesday.
What day is it?
It's one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Mean.
Let me finish.
It's one word. Wednesday.
I've got one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian.
We had some fun with one word Wednesday today. And here it is, right? So at work, I'm known as the office blank. And LBF, you just said seagull, right?
Well, yeah, because I
love
steal
that.
Food.
I love that.
Not like a jerk.
You know what? My daughter, when she was 2, we were at Marquis in Hampton. And a seagull stole her French fry. She's never forgotten it.
What? Right?
See?
Yeah.
She was saying, tweet, tweet, stole my French fry. Okay. All right. Let's take some calls. All right. Finish the phrase. At work, I'm known as the office blank. Matt.
Hemorrhoid.
Oh, God. Really? Hemorrhoid, huh?
You're pain, right?
I'm a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
How'd you get that distinction?
Seems proud of it, though.
Because I'm always trying to do it right, correcting people, make it done right.
Oh, well.
They don't really call you the office hemorrhoid, though, do they? I mean.
Some of them do.
there's a cure for that.
Hopefully it's just behind your back.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Yes, they try to squirt me with cream all the time.
Okay. See ya. ROR, what's that one word?
I'm the office general.
Oh, the general.
The general.
Makes things happen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
I think I'm bossy. Yeah. If people just did things the way they were supposed to be done,
see, I'm hearing
I
it.
Wouldn't have to gently remind them.
Yeah. This is
yes,
true.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Bye, Bye, General. ROR.
Let LBF know that a seagull manager is actually one that swoops in, squawks a lot, craps over everything, and then takes off.
Wow. Clear goals.
You still want to be the seagull? All right, ROR. Complete the phrase in one word. At work, I'm known as the office blank.
Psychiatrist.
Oh.
Office good shrink. One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They come to you with all the issues, right?
Oh, my God. Things that I don't want to hear, they tell me.
Like what? Give me one thing that I want to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I really can't say.
See, that's
why. That must be good.
She keeps her secrets.
Oh,
what kind
good.
Of office do you work
it's
in?
A patient privilege thing.
Yeah. I work at a, it's a well-known place, so I really can't tell you.
But we got it.
It's an insurance company.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And it's a lot of women.
Oh, God, that's a good point.
Do you have a gecko?
It's not good for women.
No, I don't
no
have
geckos.
A gecko.
Okay, thanks, Sharon. All right, ROR, good morning.
Good morning, it's Jermaine.
Hi, Jermaine.
Mm-hmm. Right. Listen, I'm known as the lighthouse.
The lighthouse. Why is it?
I harbor people from danger.
Aww.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I guide them to safety. I guide them to what they want to do, and they all wish they were brighter than me.
I like that. That's the pretty lighthouse. Good.
Well, listen, my favorite color is pink also. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not going to touch that.
So I'm that pink beacon in the, you know, that's beyond the horizon.
From Cambridge.
Nice.
Thanks, Jermaine.
Toodles.
All right, let's go to Shannon. What is that one word, Shannon?
Oh my God.
That's fantastic.
Why? That's waiting for.
I'm not one, but I know that every office has one.
Every office needs one.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shannon. Thanks. I like your honesty. All right, Warren, what is the one word for you?
I am the office procrastinator.
Oh, yeah. You must drive everyone crazy.
Well, you're not alone. Let's be real. There's got to be more.
Well,
than
hey,
one.
If you need a job done at the last minute, I'm your guy.
All right.
Thanks, Warren. I like it. That's true. The last minute. That was fun. One word Wednesday. Mine would be the closer. That's what they used to call me at my other station.
Oh, really?
You know why?
Cookies are for closers.
That's coffee. Coffee's for closers. Steak knives for you. Because I could close a meeting out. So if we have a meeting later in the day.
Oh, we do.
And I think it's done. Watch what I do.
Oh.
Really?
All right.
Yeah. I'll end it.
Oh, will you?
I'll just stand up. All right, I think we're done.
If you could end it by 11:15,
I'll
that'd
try
be great.
To, right? I will do that. Yeah, watch me later in our meeting today. I'll just stand up. Oh, I think we're done. And everybody's
like,
do the clap. And everyone's like, well, I guess we're done.
All right.
Yeah.
See you later.
105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. Cloudy today. You see, it's starting to dissipate. It was really coming down this morning.
Yeah.
Becoming sunny.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
It's lovely. Who knew? You did, actually.
I did, actually.
You did.
Yep, because I told you.
You did. You also told me to see, what was the movie?
Boss Baby. Cookies are for closers.
That's where it came from.
Yes.
Because I remember Glengarry Glenn Ross.
Yes, but then Alec Baldwin, who played the title character in that movie, plays Boss Baby, an animated baby that basically tells everyone what to do. It's one of the funniest movies.
That cookie down. Cookies are for closers.
Oh, okay. Got
it's one of the best movies you'll ever see.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding. It's laugh out loud funny, and I watch it every time
see,
it's
what
on.
Happened
and I'm an
was,
adult.
Well, I know. See, and I think
ish.
I am. But my but when my girls, you know, grew up and out, we stopped seeing cartoon movies.
Well, your granddaughter now. You'll start watching all the good movies.
She's 7 months.
Yeah, you'll so appreciate
but you will.
It because
I will.
It's about how a baby rules the roost.
I awesome. Love it. Boss Baby. Well
very
done.
Funny.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.